Picture Perfect is made possible through support of Joseph Rice and Rice Insurance Agency, protecting businesses, autos, and homes for over 53 years. More information is available at riceagency.com. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, we salute Star Wars for the film's 40th anniversary. Star Wars, the original, as opposed to Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, as it was known upon reissue, was released for the first time in theaters on May 25, 1977, providing a fun and fantastic escape to a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. It's rather sobering to contemplate that we are now further away from Star Wars than Star Wars was from Gone with the Wind. Things have become a lot more serious as the saga has progressed, through 8 films to date, with no indication of letting up anytime soon. Let's try for the moment to shrug off some of the ponderousness that's accrued over the years, and remember what it was like to first encounter the wonder of John Dykstra's special effects, before they were overtaken by computer technology, and John Williams' fresh and heroic music, credited with single-handedly reviving the fortunes of the orchestral film score. Star Wars went on to become the best-selling orchestral soundtrack of all time. Now, there are two options when it comes to listening to a classic soundtrack originally released during this era. The first is to enjoy it in the form it was originally issued, in which composer and music editor took cues from different parts of the movie and arranged them into musically satisfying sequences on the album. The second is to listen, as many prefer today, when soundtracks are released note complete, to everything presented chronologically. Fortunately, with Star Wars, we can listen to it either way. Since I personally first obtained the soundtrack on vinyl, I have a preference for the form in which I first encountered it, though I'm certainly happy to own the complete score as well. That said, since the double LP contents no longer seem to be commercially available, except strangely enough as reissued on vinyl, I thought it might be interesting to return to the original presentation. Without further ado then, here's the London Symphony Orchestra in selections from John Williams' Academy Award-winning music from Star Wars. Thank you.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
music from the original soundtrack for Star Wars, as it was first heard on LP in 1977. The two-record set was reissued on CD many years ago on the RSO label. It's no longer commercially available in that form, save, oddly enough, on vinyl. The fashion these days is to present the score note-complete and sequentially as it appeared in the film. But there was an art to how they used to arrange these soundtrack albums to create a special kind of listening experience. John Williams' music, while adored by millions, has been criticized by some for its, at times, derivative nature, with suggestions of Holst, Prokofiev, Stravinsky, and Elgar, among others. I tend to think of it as being brilliantly postmodern, hand in glove with George Lucas's cinematic approach, which draws on any number of Western, swashbuckler, war, and samurai motifs. Be that as it may, I hope you enjoyed this hour of music, even if you prefer the note-complete, sequential approach. I'm Ross Amico, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the release of Star Wars on May 25th, 1977. The soundtrack album was the most influential in my personal experience. In a sense, musically speaking, it may be what I am today. May the Force be with you. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.